Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the coach. You're checking out the Brad Gilmore Show with the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair good hair having, entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore. World champion, Brad Gilmore. Brad, did you really think I was going to cut a promo for you, supporting you? Listen, man, I was born a heel. I'm going to die a heel. And in the middle, I'm going to roll a heel.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheel and dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Suck it up, look up.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time. Holy Hannigan's down. Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
I'm the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Yeah, I dig it. Woo, brother. Oh, man, I'm sorry, guys. Bless me. Thank me. Welcome to the show, guys. Episode 113 or 14? 113, I believe. Episode 113, the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Today's show is something very cool. I was actually streaming live on Periscope. Actually, before I get to that, there's my Twitter's already blowing up. Before I get to that, I want to make sure everyone goes and checks out my new podcast, Your Opinion Doesn't Matter, airing 5 days a week with Matt Topolsky. We talk sports, pop culture, and sports entertainment. It's actually streaming right now on iTunes, on yodmpodcast.podbean.com, and on the FNX network. That's at fnx.network is where you can find our show over there. Shout out to our people over there, definitely south of the border, but shout out to everybody over there across the pond. And what is the saying for Australia? I need a research, but over there in Australia, down under. Shout out to all of our friends down under in Australia. That's what I was trying to think of over there on the FNX network. So Your Opinion Doesn't Matter, like I said, airing 5 days a week, Monday through Friday on iTunes and all the other stuff I mentioned. Check it out. You should give it a listen. Today's episode is actually something special. I was on Periscope preparing for the radio show with Booker T, Heated Conversations, every Saturday night on Sports Radio 610, and ended up talking to Josh Reese, the producer, and Patrick Creighton, who's an on-air talent over there at Sports Radio 610. We ended up talking on Periscope for like 20 minutes. We actually had an interesting conversation ranging all the way from Terminator to Back to the Future, of course, to our favorite cars, to Jay-Z and Beyonce, and everything in between. So check out this exclusive preheated conversation with Patrick Creighton and Josh Reese via my Periscope. Let's check it out.
You'll do that. It like via Skype?
Josh Reese in the building.
Why is my camera fuzzy? There we go. It was the lighting.
Getting ready for heated conversations right now. I'm Periscoping. We are in the immaculate Sports Radio 610 studios where it goes down. Look at that. I can just pull for microphones. And they come. Oh, this one doesn't fit in the frame. How's that to look cool? We're preparing. The man Booker T has just landed. He just landed, Josh. Did you know that? He just landed at Intercontinental just now. Flew in, touchdown. He went from Tough Enough, straight from Tough Enough here. He's on his way here so we can do heated conversations because he has to fly off to San Diego tomorrow for San Diego Comic Con along with Queen Charmel.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Go follow him on all that social media stuff. You can follow me at Brad Gilmore. Follow my man Josh Reese, the producer. Hold on, let me flip the camera. I don't know how to do this yet.
is Josh Reese.
What's up, fellas?
What's your fellas? There's some ladies I'm sure watching.
And fellow,
this is my Periscope. All right?
There's probably plenty of ladies on Brad's Periscope, right?
I wish, man.
Brad's got the froofy hair.
I got the froof hair. Anyway, what's your social media?
You can follow me at Mr. Joshua, and if anybody knows where that comes from, special bonus points for you.
Why do I not know Mr. Joshua? Does anyone on the chat roll know it? I know Joshua Tree.
Those are ugly, first of all. I know what Joshua Trees are, too. You really don't know where Mr. Joshua is.
Does anyone know what Mr. Joshua is from? It sounds familiar, but I don't recall it.
It's from one of the greatest movies of all time. It's a villain.
Mr. Joshua. Okay, give me a hint. Who stars in the movie?
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover.
Oh, Lethal Weapon.
That's right.
Why did I not figure
that
out?
That's horrible. Quicker. Gary Busey, Mr. Joshua.
Yeah. There were like four of those, right? Four Lethal Weapons. The last one was with Chris Rock.
I'm really disappointed in your lack of knowledge. Of
no, weapons. I knew my Lethal
Unfollow
Weapon.
Unfollow Brad right now.
Mel Gibson tried to kill himself like 8 times in that movie.
Yes, the first one he tried to kill himself a lot.
A lot. Yes. Now, he was, let me think, Danny Glover. Okay, so in the fourth one, I remember it was like about some Asian crime syndicate or something.
It had,
Jet Li was in
Jet
it.
Jet Li, yeah.
And Chris Rock. Jet Li and Chris Rock. And then... Three, I don't remember. Two, I vaguely remember. It's like all these franchises. I just saw Terminator Genesis. Have you seen it?
Don't tell me. I want to see it.
Have you seen the other Terminators?
Oh yeah, I'm a big Terminator.
What'd you think
a
movie
guy.
What'd you think of Genesis?
I haven't seen Genesis yet.
I mean, not Genesis. It was good. Paulo 2913. It was very good. I recommend it.
Genesis?
Don't read. Yeah, Genesis. Don't read the reviews. All right. Don't look at any more trailers because it will spoil everything for you. Did you look at all the trailers?
I know pretty much what's going to happen, yeah. It sucks. They do the trailers for Terminator horribly.
Why do they do this, Josh?
This is Josh Reese.
It's really confusing, because I want to say I watched a trailer from the second Terminator movie, and they did the same thing, where you already knew who the bad guy and the good guys were in the trailer. But had you not watched the trailer, you would have went into the movie, into like the first half hour of the movie, trying to figure out who was a good guy and who was a bad guy. Because
see,
both
that's what I like.
Looking for John Connor.
Yeah.
Salvation. That's what I was trying to ask you.
Oh, the fourth one.
The one with Christian Bale. The infamous Salvation where he freaked out on everyone.
Yes.
Yelling at lighting grips.
That was awesome. His tirades are epic enough. But yeah. I don't know. It kind of didn't fit with the whole franchise thing.
It felt like it was completely out of left field because we've always been conditioned about like the Connor family.
It did.
And then this was just like way like about some Marcus guy or whatever.
This didn't the doctor, even highlight right? John Connor. The whole story was based on the other guy, Marcus, the Terminator that was the one that sent John Connor to the Terminator place. Yeah, it just didn't fit.
Very confusing.
Yeah. I like three more than four. But I heard.
Thanks, Rare Stone. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I heard this new 2, Terminator Genesis, it's supposed to be really good. It's a rebooting of the franchise.
What's going on,
What's
Pat?
What's up, brother? How are you
doing?
Working hard, praying to God.
Patrick Creighton.
Patrick Creighton, everybody. Patrick Creighton.
What's up? I'm really not that energetic. It's cool. Only when I get to see Brad am I that energetic.
Thank you, Patrick. That's my guy. That's Patrick Creighton.
The guy radiates energy.
Radiates. Do you hear this, man? Everyone's putting me over today.
There you go.
John, something happened with John Connor. You have dads and all this stuff. But anyway, yeah, I didn't like Terminator. Salvation. Not a fan. What did you think of Rise of the Machines? Terminator 3.
Like I said, I think 3 was a little bit better than 4.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, 1 and 2 are
the pinnacle.
A+.
I think 2 is a little better.
Yeah, A and A plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it kind of falls off, which is why I'm really hoping...
Heated Conversations is the radio show that I co-host with Booker T and this man produces.
Produces. Right.
Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer. Six-time World Heavyweight Champion. T2 is the best. Paulo, you are correct, sir.
Thank you.
You are way correct. Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Now, what was the name of the actress who played in those movies? The first two.
Oh, okay. Google.
Because she was like weirdly like they stripped her of all her like femininity? femininity. I'm not saying that correctly. Femininity. How do you say that?
Linda Hamilton. Why didn't we think of this?
She was hot. She was hot in like a weird way, right, Paul? She was hot in like a weird way.
What else did she play in? I feel like she played.
Linda Hamilton was in a lot of stuff.
Dante's Peak.
Am I? I'm not saying femininity. I know. I'm trying. Femininity. Femininity?
Don't ask me.
Femininity? I feel really stupid right now, by the way.
Did you see the controversy about the Sarah O'Connor lady?
No.
There's an actual real-life person named Sarah
Named Connor. Sarah Connor? Infinity, yeah, you're right.
And a couple... Well, you know the whole thing, right? Skynet's supposed to take over.
I know, yeah.
Kill humans, right?
Yeah.
So this lady, her actual job, she works for, like, the Wall Street Journal or something like that, and she does reporting on, like, workplace incidents and stuff like that. And she tweeted out that a machine in Germany killed a human.
Oh, it's Sarah Connor. Thank you. My hair is pretty.
See, I told you, point. Roofy hair.
Thank you.
But anyways, it sparked this whole Twitter thing, and she's like, I've never even seen the movie.
Her name is Sarah Connor, and she's never seen the movie?
She's never seen the movie.
That's like if I've never seen Happy Gilmore. It's a similar thing. I've seen Happy Gilmore plenty. I've seen the Gilmore Girls as well.
Yeah,
sure. I'm well up on anything Gilmore related. I've seen every Brad Pitt movie as well.
Oh, Lord.
Every one of them.
You're a big Mr. and Mrs. Smith guy, huh?
Oh, man. Mr. and Mrs. Smith drove me crazy. Angelina Jolie has got to be top five all time, right? Man.
Did I tell you I went to high school with this girl?
With Angelina Jolie?
No.
Oh, Brooke Adams.
You know her?
She's in TNA. TNA is an apropos way to describe her as well. like how I did that?
I like that.
We are waiting Booker T right now.
Yes.
He literally landed like at Intercontinental. He's on his way up here. I don't know when he's gonna be here, but we're waiting so that we can do this. Radio. Look at that. I got a mic now.
So who's the most famous person you went to high school with, Brad?
Myself. No. Did I go to high school with anyone famous? I don't think so. Did you go to high school with anyone famous, Patrick?
I might be the third most famous person in my high school.
See? Third ever. Most.
Third most. Well, behind Eddie Money.
Okay.
And Kevin Covais, who was on American Idol.
You went to high school with Eddie Money?
No, he's a little older than I am.
Oh, okay.
Like, in the hierarchy.
Went to your high school?
He went to my high school.
Well, if that counts, Josh Beckett went to my high school.
Emeka Okafor.
No.
Went to mine.
He was great.
Emeka. Did you say Emeka?
What'd I say? Is it not Emeka?
No, he said Emeka. Come on, you gotta clean out your ears, man. You didn't hear me say
I thought
it, right?
I said Emeka.
No, you didn't.
Someone went to college with Dwayne Wade on here.
Oh, wow.
On Periscope.
Are they Twitter friends with Dwayne Wade? That's what we need to know.
Everybody can be Twitter friends with Dwayne Wade. You don't have to be friends, just follow him.
You wanna know the coolest thing that happened to me on Twitter ever?
Uh-oh.
Jay-Z tweeted me.
What? Okay, well, tell us about what happened.
He was tweeting a bunch of people. And he didn't know how to hashtag. So he put an asterisk instead of putting a hashtag, like the number sign. So I said the fact that Jay-Z can just put an asterisk might be the greatest thing ever, you know? And he retweeted me. He said, facts only.
That's awesome.
If you're as rich as Jay-Z, can't you afford to have a PR person tweet for you?
I'm sure you could. But I think he probably enjoys it more. You know what I mean? He just gets to joke with people.
You think he was trolling for ass?
Well, he's got Beyonce. He's got, like, top five.
Yeah, but what does that alive. Mean? I mean, let's be real. When you're that rich, I think, like, it's just, like, a matter of convenience.
Really? Oh, well, you know, you might be onto something.
Listen, let's just look at Tiger Woods. I mean, you're married to somebody who was a Swedish bikini model, but, you know, you're tagging waitresses at Perkins, so.
But, see, here's the thing. But she wasn't on, like, the success level of Tiger Woods. I believe Jay-Z and Beyonce are on equally success levels. They're combined worth $1 billion.
Sure, but isn't hot hot?
Hot is hot. Hot is hot. This is a good point, Patrick.
Yeah, hot is hot. If
there's a reason you're the third most famous person from your high school. You make a lot of sense here.
If, you know, if you were a Swedish bikini model.
Yeah.
And you're smoking hot.
Yeah.
You know, do you go out? Do you go to McDonald's when there's prime rib at home?
Yeah, no. No. Hot is hot. But yeah, I mean, some people say that like you can eat filet mignon every night, eventually you're going to get tired of it.
Bull crap.
No. You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
What about you? What about the phrase you can't enjoy a sunny day without a few rainy ones?
Lies.
Okay.
Jesus, popping out life lessons. Sir.
I'm just saying things I've learned in my short time on this planet. I'm just trying to keep up.
You know what? You can enjoy a sunny day every freaking day for the rest of your life.
Well, maybe
and,
so.
And be a very, very happy man.
You might be able to. This might be true.
And I know this coming from the frozen tundra of the Great White North.
See, who else went to my... Marvin Zindler went to my high school.
What?
Eyewitness News. You don't know Marvin Zindler?
No.
He's on the news here.
Not the same class, right?
Yeah, everyone gets tired or at least curious, someone said on here. Huh? You might be right. I am happy with the woman I am with. I will say that.
You're a smart man.
I am a smart man.
Smart man.
I'm, and it's true.
Your woman hot?
Smoking.
There you go.
Competes with Swedish bikini models and Beyonce.
Here's all I gotta tell you.
She does have a sister.
Here's all I gotta tell you. Don't mess that up.
I will not, sir.
Don't mess that up.
This is why you're the third famous, most famous person from your high school.
Words of wisdom.
Where did you emanate from? Where do you emanate from in the Great White North?
New York.
A really great white North.
Can't you tell from the accent?
No, I don't hear the accent. Really? I'm bad at accent.
Well, you know what? I've been down here for 2 years. I think I'm getting better at it.
I don't know, Patrick.
Sure.
What part of New York?
Well, my family is originally from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Moved down to Long Island when I was a kid.
Okay.
So I grew up in a town called Belmore.
Belmore. Well, now, where was Spider-Man from? He's somewhere in Long Island, correct? Do you not know this information?
What are we talking about?
He's in some neighborhood.
I don't think Patrick's much of a comic person.
He's in some neighborhood in Long Island. Josh will look it up. This is why he's a producer. So, Brooklyn, Red Hook?
No.
I was about to say, is Patrick Crane a gangster?
Red Hook is the ghetto.
Yeah. My friend right now is in Red Hook, Brooklyn, and he's playing a show right now in Red Hook, so be careful.
Red Hook is seriously the ghetto.
Yeah. Is that like as ghetto as it gets in New York?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Red Hook is a pretty not so nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'll put it that
tough.
Way. Yeah.
Real tough. Yeah.
You know, the nicest thing in Red Hook is probably a Home Depot.
Forest Hills, New York.
Where is it?
Forest Hills, New York.
Oh, Forest Hills is a nice area.
That's where Spider-Man's from.
A lot of very heavy Russian population, smoking hot Russian girls. Oh, my goodness.
Patrick Crayton can't get enough.
Yes, I know all about them.
Mary Jane, smoking hot chick.
Mary Jane. Do you know who Mary Jane is?
Yes.
From Spider-Man.
You know Mary Jane, but you don't know Spider-Man?
I don't know where he lives. Listen, you ask me about a hot redhead, I know the answer. You ask me about some dude who wears a mask. No, I don't.
Do you know where Marty McFly is from?
Chicago?
No, I kind of know this. It's like...
No.
I shouldn't know
this.
You should
know. You spent like hours in
it. Isn't it like... Highland something or other.
You're close. Hill Valley, California.
Oh, damn it.
Come on, guys.
With a C.
Come on, guys. I'm trying to think of any
other.
Listen,
I know he had a DeLorean. Okay?
Yeah, well, there you go. Brownie points on that one. He definitely had a DeLorean. They just celebrated 30 years since the first movie came out.
I still want a DeLorean.
Oh.
But not with the original crappy six-cylinder engine. That thing couldn't get out of its own way. But, you know, the cool gullwing doors.
Yeah.
Stainless steel
body. It just looks so cool, man.
It does look
My neighbor cool. has one. He has a DeLorean.
They had awesome sound systems, but the engines were garbage.
Did they really? I've always wanted to sit inside of a DeLorean and just test drive it. What year did they go out of business? Like 80? They started in like 83 and then went off in like 87,
like,
right?
I don't think it lasted that long. I think by 85 it was already indicted.
John DeLorean, I salute you.
Your dream car. You could have any car you want.
Holy
any time, any ever.
81, 83.
Yeah, I thought he was indicted by 85. He was already. He was already. Yeah, you can't traffic that much cocaine to build cars.
See, this is why he's
stainless steel's not cheap, dude. You could have a car any model, any make, any year. What car do you want, and why?
Man.
Oh, it'd be a 1988 Camaro IROC.
Why?
Because you rock. Because
he wants to be.
I had an
He wants to be Italian, that's why.
My name is Jos Reese.
I want the
mess with me, I break your legs. Yeah.
I want to drive fast. I want chicks to look at me and dig me.
Man, you know what I want? I'd want a 1957 Chevy. See, Patrick Crayton feels me on that one. 57 Chevy is just so beautiful. You know what I mean? That's just a classic body style.
The Bel-Air? The Bel-Air?
Yeah, the Bel-Air.
The precursor to the Impala.
Yes. See, I didn't know that one.
But I guess if you could have any money in the world and you could pick that, I guess that would be fun.
You know what?
Expensive.
Someone's typing something in Russian, so I can't read it.
See, Brad and I are along lines there because mine is 66 Chevelle SS convertible, deep water blue, parchment white interior.
Jesus, Patrick,
he had it down to the thing. My hair is awful. Yeah, go. You know what?
Dude, I'm not gonna. What?
Someone said my hair is awful.
Dude, your hair is perfect.
Thank you, Patrick. What is with you people?
This guy's a freaking werewolf of London, man. His hair is perfect.
Another Michael J. Fox reference. Look at that. Michael J. Fox, werewolf in London. Or Warren Zephon. We can go either way on that one. That you had it down to the make, model, interior, color, and everything.
Oh, yeah. I spec'd it out.
I love Russian Federation. Yes, I do.
I almost acquired it once.
Yes?
Almost acquired it once.
So close.
I was very close.
That close.
I had an agreement to purchase one of these in 2003 from a guy out in Pennsylvania, and by the time I got there, he sold it to somebody else.
Wow. Oh, why would he do that?
Because apparently he didn't realize his brother had an agreement with somebody else.
Someone just called that guy a dick.
Yeah, that guy was a dick.
Major dick.
You have a very active Periscope feed.
I know, people are just coming in.
So what up, Vladimir? So what is this Periscope thing? You got to educate an old dude on this.
You're not on Periscope?
Am I the only person in America not on Periscope?
Apparently I guess not. It's a live streaming. So right now, this video feed, people are watching it live.
People are watching this stuff live.
Someone just said one of us is uncircumcised.
I can guarantee you it's not me.
It's not me either. It might be this guy over here. It might be Joshua. Someone's like...
I can guarantee the Irish Catholic does not have that problem.
You have a very interesting Periscope feed.
Someone's on here just trolling me. They're saying I have bad hair and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but we know Vladimir Putin. We'll just have you executed and thrown or thrown to Siberia.
Or he'll like ride around. Oops, let's see what I'm doing here. I'm a terrible cameraman. Or he'll like ride around shirtless on a horse. That's the only thing I know about Vladimir Putin.
Hey, you know what? When you rule the most corrupt country in the world, you can kind of be as badass as you want.
Now, if this face looks familiar to anybody, he made a brief cameo in the Booker T Prisoner Promise special. Was it Prisoner Promise?
WWE Network. I got on WWE Network before ADB, and he was so mad about that.
Oh, yeah? Alex Del Borio. Bro, I'm just trying too hard. My hair does this naturally. I wake up flawless.
Ready? Watch this.
Okay. Come on.
Not the hell you're looking for.
So you got on.
So I got on to WWE Network because when we first started doing Heated Conversations,
John Cena. Someone said shout out John Cena.
I saw you.
I got to hang out with Booker for a couple of shows. You know, he and I worked together for a little bit while he was kind of just getting used to the studio and getting used to everything. You better plug in.
I better plug in.
He was just getting used to everything. I don't know Sam Roberts. So, you know, once Book got the hold of everything, it took about 2 or 3 years. Like, I didn't think it was going to take Book that long.
Yeah.
You know, smart guy, knows how to do this. He's far more accomplished than I am. Better looking, sounds better, you know, all that other stuff.
But interestingly enough, he's the fourth most famous person from his high school, Booker T.
Well, who's more famous than Booker?
Interestingly enough, I don't know. His brother Stevie.
Not more famous than
Booker. I don't know. I was trying to make a joke, but bring it back full circle. So you were on the network.
So I was on the network for about at least 2 seconds.
It was, it might have been 3.5.
At least a full 2 seconds.
Because you said WWE Hall of Famer Booker T.
He's WWE Hall of Famer Booker T.
Yeah, so
that's at least 2 seconds.
I think you had at least a 2 second cameo. So how mad was Alex Del Borio?
Dude, he texted me like right then and there the first night it came on. I was trying to get my WWE network to come up on my iPad. So as I'm doing it, ADB's texting me on my phone. I'm like, why? Who is texting me? It's like 11 o'clock. Who is I look at my phone. It's Alex. And he's like, dude, I'm so pissed at you. And I'm like, like, what? He's like, how did you get on WWE Network before me? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So you didn't
like,
even know you're on.
No, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know it was in. You know, that show, actually, the guy was here. He was taking videos and stuff. But I didn't think it was
taking... Was he with the white hair and the little... Okay, keep going.
I would tell you if I paid attention. I didn't think.
Speaking of, Alex Del Borio just
On freaking cue.
We were just talking about you.
What?
He just joined. On cue. Literally, he must have.
He hears it.
The devil heard us speaking.
He must just have something that alerts him whenever he's being discussed.
The ADB antenna just like somebody said ADB.
He has like sound scan for his name. It just pops up on his phone. He gets an Amber Alert every time.
I felt my ears burning.
He knew.
That's funny.
So that this man made it on the WWE Network before you, Mr. Alex Del Borio.
And he hates me for that. He really wants me dead. Well, only problem is since 9/11, now there's security at like Port Newark, so you can't just throw dead bodies over Pier 46 anymore.
Yeah, can't do it anymore. See, that's a New York reference that was right over my hair.
Over your hair. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, anyway, this has been fun, guys. I'm going to close this out because I need to charge my phone.
And he's going
to
teach me about Periscope so I know what the heck it is.
It's true.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?